Cardinals and Cowboys linked arms on the sidelines last night during the national anthem at University of Phoenix Stadium. The Cowboys, as we said, took a knee on the field before the anthem. That capped off an NFL weekend in which many players responded to comments made by President Trump at a rally on Friday in Alabama. The president has said his objections to players not standing for the anthem are about respect for the flag and not race, but outside the White House, his comments are largely being viewed as being about race. To gauge the current state of race relations in the country, I'm joined by Ibram Kendi. He's a professor of history and international relations and director of the Anti-Racist Research and Policy Center at American University. And Ibram, as a country, where are we right now when it comes to race relations?
Well, I think this nation is extremely divided. It's divided over basically who is the problem. Is the problem people of color? Is the problem protesters? Or is the problem people who are discriminating against people of color, people who are taking the lives of unarmed people of color? And so I think these recent events have continued to sort of demonstrate those deep divisions within American society.
Do you think that there is a perception that just one of those groups of people is the problem? And is there room for the problem to be some or all of those people?
Ideally, I would love for both groups to look in the mirror. And in certain ways, I think there are problematic things that both groups are saying. But I think ultimately, either Americans are going to embrace a very sort of central idea of equality, of group equality, of racial equality. And if we do embrace that idea, what that means is if we have inequities, if we have inequality, if we have so many more black people being killed by police, then it's not because there's something wrong with black people. If we're equal, then that means it must be because of discrimination.
I'm curious what you make of some of the protests that have been happening and happened maybe with more of a microscope on them this weekend at NFL games, where players either took a knee or sat or didn't come onto the field during the national anthem. From your perspective, as a way of protesting what is being protested, is this an effective strategy, do you think?
Well, I think it's certainly an effective way of bringing awareness to the problem. But the problem is that, without a pun intended, is that it's been sort of redirected. In other words, the original purpose for players taking a knee was to demonstrate against the problem of police violence. And that has been changed to, no, these people are taking a knee against the flag and disrespecting the flag. And so then it's created this debate, should they be disrespecting the flag, which to me wasn't the original intention. I do think it's important for us to not turn our heads when another American is being needlessly killed by the police. And those athletes who first took that knee, most notably, of course, Colin Kaepernick, I think it's an effective thing to do.
Do you think, though, that it's still possible to have that kind of conversation, to talk about police brutality or inequality against African Americans, given now what President Trump has said about some of these players and what some of the players have said about the reasons that they are now protesting, in essence, protesting the president, maybe as opposed to protesting what the protest was originally about?
I think that's what became, I think, a difficult aspect of these recent events, because there's so many different players who are protesting, and they're protesting for a variety of reasons. And it appears that many of them are merely protesting the words or actions of the president, as opposed to the original sort of efforts of taking a knee, which was calling awareness to the problem of police brutality. And so, again, I think it's shifted in a place in which it's basically these players versus Trump, when really there's a bigger and deeper and more deadly issue that we should be talking about.
Well, how do we go about trying to talk about that then, given sort of where we are now?
Well, I think it's important for players to use their platform to speak about issues that other people are simply not willing to speak about, and even use their platform to make people uncomfortable. But ultimately, athletes should focus on being good athletes. And I think it's incumbent upon policymakers, it's incumbent upon activists, it's incumbent upon educators, it's incumbent upon people who have powers in this country. They should be the ones who are basically required to more or less change the policies that are allowing people to continue to discriminate against people, continue to kill people, and essentially not be, and nothing happened to them as a result. I think that's the fundamental problem. I think athletes are bringing attention to this larger issue, but I don't necessarily think they're required to actually implement or solve that problem. We are.
Ibram Kendi is a professor of history and international relations and director of the Anti-Racist Research and Policy Center at American University.